Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Super Bowl food, to-go food, and Chinese food. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here bringing you yet another one of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusive to Bob and Tom Show listeners. You know, now that broadcast television has converted to a digital signal, we're able to enjoy more of our favorite shows in vivid, crystal clear, high definition. And frankly, as anyone who watches Larry King can tell you, that's not always a good thing. No one wants to look up from their dinner to witness Larry King's saggy neck waddle quivering like a bulldog trying to pass a tangerine.
Wow.
We don't need to stare at the gaping maws that are Barbara Walters' pores or at the curling nostril hairs of Charlie Gibson. Some television shows should be seen in low definition, yeah. And now they can be when you wear these amazing new analog glasses. Yes, analog glasses help soften the clarity of what you see on the screen. Instead of witnessing the ravages of time or the horrors of poorly planned cosmetic surgeries in the faces of our beloved stars, we see them as we want to see them, fuzzy and slightly out of focus. Analog glasses help provide us with a much-needed comfort zone and keep unpleasant reality at bay. They're perfect for watching the weigh-ins on The Biggest Loser or any movie that happens to star Raymond Burr, Charles Durning, or Tara Reid's backside. But best of all, if you're having trouble meeting someone special because your standards are too darn high, the next time you're sitting at the bar, just slip on these analog glasses. It's like last call at 8 o'clock. You'd be amazed how just a little blurring can make almost anyone look good. Oh. Just be sure to keep a spare pair on your nightstand so you can put them on as soon as you wake up in the morning. Oh. Seeing the liver-spotted dangling jowls of Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes is bad enough. Seeing them curled up on the pillow next to you is far worse.
Oh.
That's right, folks. You'll love my amazing analog glasses because sometimes not seeing is believing.
Mm-hmm.
Order today for only $149.95 plus $79.95 shipping and handling. But wait,
wow.
There's more. Order in the next 5 minutes and I'll throw in, for $119.95, my amazing digital dream converter box.
Oh.
When you do want to see your favorite dreams in crystal clear digital clarity, why dream in fuzzy analog when you can see it in full HD widescreen resolution?
Uh-huh.
What are you waiting for? Order now. How can I offer you these incredibly amazing offers, folks?
Ow.
Because I'm Billy Mazing. See you next time.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Introductions would be appropriate. So let's get to it. Ace Cosby's got his, is that an Oakland Raiders cap?
Celebrating Super Bowls.
Okay, okay.
The big pick day.
Okay. Coming up, of course, the Chick McGee pick. Chick's right over there. Now, Josh Arnold sitting in the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick chair. Willie G's next to me. Patty
Howdy.
G's in the next room over there behind the glass. Christy Lee is in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
This is
Tom
everybody.
Speaking. Welcome back. We're going to dip our toes into the world of sports.
Got a question.
Yes, sir.
What is your policy on wearing your favorite team's jersey? Do you wear it on Super Bowl Sunday, even if they're not in the game?
No.
No.
I think that's totally fair.
I think it's totally fair. I'll wear a Washington jersey on Sunday.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of the culmination of the season.
Yes.
No, you wear pants with it or just go up Porky Pig?
Of course not. Especially the Super Bowl. I'm masturbating from a kickoff to when Jim Nance interviews Tom Brady.
The word feverishly should be in there somewhere.
Yeah, something like
Chick
that.
Calls the commercials break time.
Oh, yeah. I'm cramping up here. Where's the commercial? What's
water.
Wrong with you? Of course you wear pants, you weirdo.
Sweatpants or regular?
I'm at home. Sweatpants, of course.
Nice khaki. What do you want?
Can I tell you something? I never wore sweatpants before all this started. Before the pandemic, I never wore sweatpants, and it's because you ruined them for me. You said sweatpants are for people that are failures.
Oh, yeah.
And sweatpants at the...
He said
wearing sweatpants at the airport is for losers. Things like that.
Uh-huh.
Things that are so specific. And then at the beginning of all this, I got myself a pair of sweatpants, and it changed my life.
Do you know that 98% of the wallets lost in America are lost by guys wearing sweatpants?
Oh, 98. Who the hell got you that stat?
He pulled it out of his
head.
You know who did it?
Ask any police officer.
Your brother.
I'm telling you, athleisure wear has gone miles now. And
yes.
You can get sweatpants that look like dress pants.
Let's interrupt for a second. Christy Lee, you are indeed correct.
Thank you.
A certain member of our family loses his wallet about every month.
It's Godwin, and he wears regular pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
Godwin left his wallet at my house, a week ago?
Yes,
Ace, were you wearing a jersey on Sunday?
No, and I'm not watching the game.
Oh, what? Man.
Oh, you won't?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'll record it, and then the next day I will fast forward to watch commercials and things.
Oh, okay.
I got no dog in this fight.
You're just not interested?
No.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I don't want to, judge you, but
it's interesting.
Really stupid.
That's the opposite of what most people do. A lot of people will only watch the Super Bowl. They won't watch the
other. What do you do, hit your head? Why would you watch the Super Bowl?
Do you, Ace?
Does your lady friend enjoy watching sports?
Yes, she does, actually. Yeah.
Okay. More than you?
What's that?
No, and does she enjoy them more than you do, or
does she say
on Sundays
like,
I go to bed about 7:30, so she'll watch the game. And
okay,
she
thinks like I've been with that player, stuff like that. Does she?
Oh
say
my god!
There? I'm just saying. Ace keeps telling me she's very hot.
She's pretty, very pretty.
Okay, are we done now?
Are you going to wear a jersey?
Of course not.
You're going to wear what you're wearing right now, aren't you? Only different, slightly
Actually,
different.
I'm kind of with Ace. I'll probably watch 30 minutes and hit the rack.
Ace, you're a big Willie. You're a big Colts fan. Jersey?
I'm probably not going to wear a jersey. I don't have a go-to Colts jersey right now. I have my Dwight Freeney jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a new jersey.
I'm going to get a new jersey.
I didn't mean to talk about it on air, but I can't decide if I want to get Jonathan Taylor or Darius Leonard. I have a lot of options, but I'm not going to wear a jersey on game day.
$100 if you get a Jonathan Taylor Thomas jersey.
Maybe you should get an Andrew Luck jersey.
I'll pay for the jersey if you get a Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah. Andrew Luck jersey, you're bringing that up now?
Well,
you know what, Ace? I'm with you, pal. Let's get chick out.
Don't you kind of like getting jerseys with retired athletes?
Oh, my God. I got a Riggins. I got a Theismann. I got a Sammy Ball jersey.
My Freeney jersey is one of my favorite things that I own.
How long do they keep printing them?
As long as they keep selling.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can have any name for it.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home,
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
What was the first team to put the names in the back of the jerseys? Do we know this?
That was a TV thing. I want to say back on like 69 for the 50th anniversary, something like that. The TV networks insisted.
Okay. Tom, what would it take for you to paint your body? You know what I mean? You do one of those things where you take your shirt off and you've got the logo of your team painted on you.
Very good answer.
Yes.
I have a list of 5 people I need dead.
5?
I'd have to kill 5 people to make
this
happen?
It just went up 1 yesterday. Long story.
Oh,
okay. Oh,
boy.
Okay.
Well,
I apologized.
Wow. This is unexpected.
I have a couple other suggestions for the forthcoming Pat Godwin album.
I thought we had moved on.
No, I like this one very much. This one could create some legal problems.
I already have those.
It's called Look, it's not John Denver. Well, based on the lady who thought to never mind.
Well, John's not going to sue you.
Okay,
the line goes.
Back to you. What's happening in the sports world?
Here's the various ways you can, ladies and gentlemen, get free food for watching the Super Bowl. Now, pay attention.
I am.
All right?
Like I wasn't.
I can't imagine.
I wasn't, but I will now.
I knew it. See? DiGiorno. It's not delivery, it's to draw. They make a nice pie.
Yes.
If at any point during the game the score is 3-14 or 14-3.
Oh, makes sense.
The first three digits of pie. We'll be right back. Oh, no. Fans can win a free pizza pie. DiGiorno will tweet a link once the score displays 3-14 or 14-3. That will lead fans to a form that needs to be filled out to receive the pizza.
That's pretty clever.
Well, yeah.
Why a lot not? Of work.
And very possible score.
Sure.
For the third year in a row, B-Dub is offering free wings if the Super Bowl goes into overtime.
How about that?
And the free wings will be Monday, February 22nd between 4 and 7 p.m. Fans will be able to redeem half a dozen free traditional or boneless wings at any B-Dub location in the U.S. and Canada. This promotion will be available for dine-in or takeout orders.
There you go.
And Hooters, more or less doing the same thing. Hooters will be giving away half a dozen free wings, any sauce, if it goes into overtime.
Okay.
Moe's Southwest Grill.
Welcome to Moe's.
Yep. And I don't know if this is just the person who wrote this article, Dad works at a Moe's. nothing in particular has to happen at Moe's during the game. Just place a minimum order of $10 through Moe's app. This just sounds like an offer. Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm a commercial for Moe's. And get free delivery for the entirety of the game. I think DoorDash and
Grubhub
and
Postmates and those guys are all delivered for free. So there you go. Mm. What do you think of that, Tom?
Oh, I think I work pretty hard. I think I'll go buy my own wings. A lot easier.
You know what? Not everybody has wings.
I know. Yeah, that's the problem with this country. There are millions of people who can't afford wings, and it's somehow my fault, okay? I watch the news. I know.
You know what? Honestly, that is my political view. That is, there are too many people in this country that can't afford chicken wings, and you should buy them. I completely agree with that.
There we go. Now I've got, speaking of Canada.
Yeah.
you're the only person I know who could take that stance at free food during a fun event.
We had a little happy.
I made a living. I make a living.
I can
buy my own food. Bunch of freeloaders.
I've never been on welfare.
You're listening to Charmed
Life.
Sucking
the government teat.
Charmed Life. I've been listening.
I can afford me my own DiGiorno's. Thank you. It's very tasty.
You've been listening to The View from Up Here. Yes.
Let's see. Dear morons.
Coming back with more trust fund, baby.
Let's see now. Trucking from Texas to Ottawa.
Wow.
Wow. That's a drive.
Yeah, that's impossible. A human can't do that.
This guy does this. He's been doing this for 20 years. So I don't know what's in those trucks. Willie was wondering about Canada and the space program. Remember, we were talking about this for some reason the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the Canadian arm that is on the space station.
Oh, sure.
So there you go. Very important.
They have 10. I looked it up. They have like 10 astronauts.
Thank you, John. And he's on the midnight run to Toronto.
Wow. All right.
Don't you have to quarantine before you go into Canada?
Oh, they.
You can't go to Canada right now, I don't think.
I'm sure he has a waiver ace.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
I'm sure he has a test hanging in the windshield. That
they have to bring the ice down for
negative.
The NHL. They can't bring the players, but I'm sorry, back to sports.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the argument starter.
Uh-oh.
1,000 Americans across the country were surveyed for the top 5 game day deliveries from DoorDash.
Okay.
Okay, now this is game day. Doesn't football, not baseball, it's just game day.
And how specific?
Very specific.
So we're like Wendy's Bacon Burger.
Not chain, but specific food.
Okay.
Here we go. Number 5, Reuben sandwich.
What?
Isn't that fast?
No.
Already the survey's meaningless.
No one orders a Reuben.
1,000 Americans.
Yeah, well, they were all in a deli in line in New York. It's utterly meaningless.
Number 4.
Worthless information.
No. Hang on. You're going to need some anger. Number 4. Fettuccine Alfredo.
No, it's pizza, wings, and burgers.
This is totally
hear them out.
This is insane.
Thank you, Josh.
If this next thing is gnocchi, I'm going to hit you.
Oh, no, it's worse. Number 3, mashed potatoes and gravy.
What is wrong with everyone?
No, this this survey completely wrong.
Number two, breadsticks. Number two, breadsticks.
I didn't see that.
No, we're getting a little bit reasonable.
Yeah, right.
And number one, chimichanga.
Number one, pumpkin ravioli.
Wait a minute.
Chimichanga?
No.
I don't understand this list at all.
Chimichangas would deliver so poorly. It's deep fried and it's covered in sauce. Oh, my gosh.
It'd be like a giant mush.
No.
Are these the guys that do the election surveys?
I don't know.
They're dead on every time.
As someone who has had a chimichanga delivered to them.
Oh, it's not bad?
It's pretty good. It holds up all right.
So that's the number one delivery food during the game.
That's exactly
that
right.
Is
You know, not
mashed potatoes. Whoever.
And gravy.
I mean, if you did the thing you just did about these stupid things, if you're watching the game and you can wait in line for 30 hours and, you know, February 17th for a potato chip.
Hey, potato chip.
You know, hey, that's a long line. Are they waiting for vaccines? No, they get two free wings. Yeah, they spent $7 in gas to drive here to get $1.50 worth of free food.
It's like eating when it feels like I'm in Russia. Well,
and also, I don't know if you've been to...
in line for my wing.
I don't know if you've been to Beat-Ups lately, but six wings, having those free, that's actually like a $30 discount.
Yeah. So. That's pretty. Yeah,
I think people appreciate.
Sorry. Okay. In any event, that survey's
that
really
is so
bad.
So funny. I don't understand.
I don't either.
How is mashed pizza? Potatoes.
How is pizza not on there? How
is? Wouldn't we have all thought pizza, wings, nachos?
Yeah,
number one. Yeah.
Who calls in for this mashed potatoes to go? Who do you call?
This I mean, even DoorDash, KFC. But come on.
This is according to Game Day Eats report.
Okay.
Well, that eats.
A division of DoorDash. Mozzarella sticks is like on there, but
man.
Mozzarella sticks, also great, but don't deliver well.
I don't use DoorDash. What's the, how much do they tack on?
I don't know.
It depends per restaurant.
Yeah, and you can join a club and they say it's free now after you pay $100
Reuben sandwich beat cheeseburger.
Yes. Insane. And also delivery.
Wait a minute.
How many cities in America can you even get a Reuben sandwich?
A good one? Nowhere. Not in many places.
You can get a good one downtown here.
Can you?
Well, listen to Rabbi Godwin complaining about
this place.
Hey, you can't get a good sandwich.
There's no good pastrami.
Wouldn't wings be the number one?
You would have to be.
Wings, pizza.
Yes. Pizza was obvious, but they have their own delivery
system.
The
holy trinity of foods. Pizza. Oh, my gosh.
Pizza?
The new food. No. Pizza, wings, and burgers. Those are the big three.
Okay, Christy just nailed the reason the survey's wrong. It's because those other foods have their own delivery systems.
Yeah, a lot of them have their
own. They're not using DoorDash, which is trying to get some free publicity. And if their service is as bad as this survey, I'll never use them.
But still.
What about Chinese food? That food delivers the best. Cardboard.
It's always hot.
Putting cardboard in the bottom of the bag so everything stays supported.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Why does everyone not...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.